Before Westerners arrived in the islands, organic waste was returned to where it came from. Anything from the land was buried in the soil. That from the ocean returned to the sea. From at least the 1850s, the monarchy made provisions for trash dumps. According to research by Robert Young of the Department of Environmental Services, around the turn of the 20th century, garbage removal was one of the six items of Oahu's county budget. By the 1930s, what we would call organic waste was used as pig slop, animal feed. It was so valuable it was separated from other opala and collected by the Honolulu Hog Raisers Association. Frank Doyle has been with the Honolulu Department of Environmental Services since the 1970s.
We did quite a bit, I guess, with the piggeries back in those days, because there were many pig farms. You had them not only in places like Waianae, but you also had them in Hawaii Kai. Hawaii Kai was a pig farm.
As the 20th century wore on, dumps became landfills. In 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency was created, followed by the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act. Incinerators that just burned trash were closed. By the 1990s, economics helped drive another change, creating massive facilities to burn waste and use a portion of the energy to create electricity. P.J. Deshane is a partner at Green Tech Capital Advisor, a New York City investment firm that follows what's called the waste-to-energy industry.
So in a number of regions in the U.S., in the continental U.S., there was concern about the long-term availability of landfill capacity. At the same time, prevailing power prices were relatively higher than they are today.
And the Environmental Protection Agency made a crucial decision. Waste to energy would qualify as a renewable energy source, the same as solar or wind. Some municipalities spent tens of millions of dollars on waste to energy facilities. That boom peaked in the 90s and has slowed to a trickle for the mainland U.S. As companies work on next generation technology, a lingering question is whether the plants incentivize consumer behavior that's ultimately counterproductive. P.J. Deshane of Green Tech Capital Advisor.
We don't fundamentally want to be in a position where we're just generating waste in perpetuity and burning it. That seems kind of long-term unsustainable. What we'd rather do is press on things like reduction of waste, reuse of certain types of material, recycling to decrease the waste stream.
Again, Frank Doyle, Collection System Maintenance Chief for Honolulu's Department of Environmental Services.
You know, it's been a battle. It truly has been a battle between the people who think you can recycle everything and those of us that think it's better to burn. And actually, it really depends on your own circumstances and your own little community.
Right now, those circumstances vary for each island community across Hawaii. As the week goes on, we'll take a closer look at some of the factors involved in those decisions and choices. Bill Dorman, HBR News.